All right, good morning. How is everyone?
大家早晨好。
It's a little bit rainy out there today, isn't it?
今天外面天很阴，下雨。
How was your Christmas?
你们在圣诞期间过得怎么样？
Good? Okay, good. Somebody. So me and you, we both had a good Christmas this year.
我们也是一样，今年过了一个非常美好的圣诞节。
That's good. We had a busy Christmas. Both of our family lives close by us, but it seemed like every day we had something to do. So.
我们这个季节非常的繁忙，因为我们两家的家人都住得很近，所以每天好像都在和家人聚会。
Which translates into eating a lot of food every day, all week. So.
也就是说，我们每天都吃很多的食物，这一直是这样的过的美好的圣诞。
But we have the New Year now, so New Year's resolution, so we can get.
所以马上新年就要来了，所以我们会定下新年的计划，也许会瘦身。
I appreciate the opportunity to be able to speak again this morning.
我是非常感谢有这个机会和大家在一起重新的在主日相见。
And Pastor went with some other brothers and sisters to a conference in Missouri.
我们牧师和其他的一些弟兄们去了在密苏里的一个基督徒的大会。
So if this is your first time here today, I ask you if possible come back again when Pastor is back in town, and I know you'll enjoy it.
如果今天是你第一次来我们的聚会，我是诚心邀请你，当我们主任牧师回来的时候，你再来参加我们聚会，你一定会喜欢他的讲道。
This morning we are going to be in Philippians chapter 3.
今天我们会看腓立比书第三章。
And we'll be continuing our study through Philippians.
我们会继续学习我们来继续学习腓立比书。
Today specifically we're going to look at verses 1 through 11.
我们今天主要会看从第一节到十一节。
And we see this is an amazing book really.
我们真是看到腓立比书是一个非常奇妙的一本书卷。
And Paul is, this is a church that Paul personally had the opportunity to plant in the city of Philippi.
这是保罗，使徒保罗亲自的，是在这个就是腓立比这个地方来执下的一个教会。
This is a church that Paul cares about very much, as we can see is evident throughout the letter.
我们可以看到保罗非常的在意，非常关心这个教会，这可以从他的书信里边看得很清楚。
And throughout this, he is encouraging and trying to equip this church to pursue God and to have unity and to live for Christ.
他通过他的书信一直在鼓励这个教会，然后鼓励他们一在神的真道上面追求。
And a common theme that we see throughout the book is joy.
我们看这个书里边主要的就是从头到尾的一个主题就是喜乐。
And rejoicing, because as Christians, as followers of Christ, we have God. We are able to rejoice because of what God's done through us.
我们作为基督徒，是因为神为我们做的一切，真是我们心里充满了喜乐。
Let's do this. Let's read verses 1 through 11 together this morning.
让我们一起读第一节到十一节。
I have it on the screen if you like it, either way, or the Bible on your lap. So.
在单张上面有印有经节，和在这个screen 上面这个屏幕上也有经节，我们可以一起来读。
Let's start in verse 1.
我们从第一节开始。
Finally, my brothers, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to you is no trouble to me and is safe for you. Look out for the dogs. Look out for the evildoers. Look out for those who mutilate the flesh. For we are the circumcision who worship by the Spirit of God and glory in Christ Jesus and put no confidence in the flesh. Though I myself have reason for confidence in the flesh also. If anyone else thinks he has reason for confidence in the flesh, I have more. Circumcised on the eighth day of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, as to the law, a Pharisee, as to zeal, a persecutor of the church,As to righteousness under the law, blameless. But whatever gain I had, I counted as loss for the sake of Christ. Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For his sake, I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish in order that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness from God that depends on faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and may share his sufferings, becoming like him in his death.
并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死，或者我也得以从死里复活。
Well, I want us to think on two questions this morning.
我今天想和大家思考两个问题。
First one, what are you placing your confidence in for your salvation?
啊，第一呢，就是说你把你的救赎放在，得要有信心去相信你自己的救赎。
And next, what is it that you value or you treasure?
啊，第二点呢，就是说你最珍惜什么。
Or to put it another way, what are you living for this morning?
也就是说，另外一句话就是说，你今天为什么而活？
Let's pray and then we'll jump back into this passage.
让我们祷告，然后我们再重新回到这个经节。
Father, thank you so much for the opportunity to come before you today.
天父，感谢你让我们有机会来到你的面前。
Lord, thank you for this season, this Christmas season, we have to be reminded of you.
谢谢你，我们在这个基督降生的季节，我们一直在思考你。
Lord, without you, we're hopeless, and we need you, Father.
我们真是没有你是毫无指望，我们需要你。
Father, thank you for loving us, even though we don't deserve it.
亲爱的天父，感谢你爱我们，尽管我们不配。
Lord, thank you for dying for us and saving us, Father.
感谢你为我们而死，来救赎我们。
Father, we ask that you would speak to us as we look at your word this morning.
神啊，我们求你向我们讲话，在我们读你经节的时候跟我们说话。
Lord, I ask you that if there's anyone here today that does not know you as their Savior, that they would leave here today placing their faith in you.
如果祷告在这座有些还没有认识你的，请你开启他们的心，让他们认识你。
Father, would you help each of us to live our lives for you?
如果请你保守我们每一个人能够为你而活。
And to know you more.
能够更加的了解你。
We ask this in Jesus' name, Amen.
我们以耶稣的名祷告 ，Amen.
Again, what are you placing your confidence in?
你是怎样？你的自信是从哪里来的？
What are you living for?
你为什么而活呢？
Think of your life.
想想你自己的生活。
Think of your goals, your dreams.
想想你自己的目标和你的梦想。
As we come into the new year, we always set new goals, right?
我们每年到新年的时候，我们都会设立新的目标。
We have new ambitions, new things to drive us.
我们会有新的那种盼望和野心，然后可能有新的那种动力让我们前行。
And these are things that we find very important to us.
这些是我们认为对我们自身很重要的事。
What is it that has value that is incomparable?
那么有什么事情能够有这种永世的价值？
Is there anything that has greater worth than everything else?
有哪些事情可以比所有的其他的事都更重要？
In this passage, we see the answer is yes.
在这个经文里，我们看到这个答案是的。
And to kind of jump ahead a little bit, then we'll jump back. Look at verse 8.
我们先看一下第八节。
It says in verse 8, if I can... Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For his sake I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish in order that I may gain Christ.
不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我以认识我主基督耶稣为至宝。我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督。
Knowing Christ is of the greatest value.
认识耶稣是我们的至宝。
It's a surpassing worth.
这是就说超越一切。
Often in the Bible, we see that knowing God relates to salvation.
我们在圣经里边读到，认识上帝是和救赎是相关的。
We'll mostly be in Philippians 3 this morning, but if you would turn with me to John chapter 17.
如果大家我们一起翻约翰福音十七章
，verse 3。
第三节。
Verse 3 of John 17 says this, "And this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent."
认识你独一的真神，并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督，这就是永生。
Knowing Christ is the most important thing.
认识耶稣是最重要的事情。
Knowing that we have a relationship with Him.
知道我们和耶稣能够建立联系。
And that we're growing in our knowledge of Christ.
我们对于耶稣的知识逐渐的增长。
Our likeness of Him. So let's break down the passage. Let's start in verse 1 again.
让我们重新具体的看每一个经节，从第一节开始。
And Paul, to continue that theme of really, he's writing like a pastor. He's trying to help and encourage and to instruct the church here at Philippi.
这里面保罗写的是一个牧者的身份在写，他一直在鼓励腓立比这个教会的弟兄姐妹们。
And right here, we're going to see another example of his care and wanting to protect this church.
我们这里边看到另外一个例子，就是他想，他非常的在意，非常的关心这个教会。
In verse 1, he says, "Finally, my brothers."
他第一节讲到说，弟兄们。
And so this finally, this isn't like I'm done because we see this, he's just halfway through the letter right here.
那这里提到说最后，提到这个最后就是说他写信写到这里就要做个总结。
This could be translated like so then, brothers.
也可能会翻译成这样看来。
So he says, finally, my brothers, rejoice in the Lord.
最后弟兄们，我们要靠主喜乐。
So he brings up that theme of rejoicing again.
他把这个喜乐这个主题提到。
Then he says this. He said, "To write the same things to you is no trouble to me, and is safe for you."
他这里讲到说，我把这句话再写给你们，对我来说并不难，对你们来说确实妥当的。
So what Paul is saying is, he said, "I have something that I need to tell you, and I've told you this before, but I'm going to tell you again."
保罗这里讲说，我这里有话要对你讲，而这些话我以前对你说过，但今天我会再说一遍。
But he says, "And actually, this is good for you. This will help to protect you if I tell you this again."
他说是说这些话对你来说是非常好的，而且会保护你。
And what we're going to see in verse 2 is he's trying to protect them from false teachers teaching a false gospel.
那么从第二节我们看到保罗这里边想保护腓立比教会的弟兄们，防止他们受到那种假的教会。
This is something we always need to be on guard, that we protect the gospel.
我们这是对我们每一个人的提醒，我们都需要能够警戒起来，不要被那种假的那种教导误引。
I've told you this before, I'm going to tell you again to keep you safe.
所以这里保罗说，我以前跟你讲过，但今天再跟你说是要保护你们。
Think of it as if you're a parent, how many times have you told your kids not to do something so that you could protect them?
就想想看，我们作为如果你是个家长。对你孩子，你告诉他们不要做什么事情，你会一遍遍的提醒他们。
Why do you have to keep telling them?
你为什么要一遍遍的提醒他们呢？
Because they don't listen.
因为他们不听。
Sometimes, but no, we tell them. We're like, hey, watch out for that electrical socket, right? We don't just tell them one time because we want to keep them safe. So no, don't touch that.
比如像告诉孩子不要摸墙上的那种电源的插座，那么一遍遍提醒他们。
You know, don't touch the stove. Don't play in the road. All those examples.
告诉他们不要摸这个，不要在路上玩，所以这些都要注意的事情。
So right here, Paul's going to warn them about these false teachers, that we call the Judaizers.
所以这里边保罗要提醒腓立比教会的信徒们，那些提醒他们那些假教师。
What the Judaizers were is they were Jewish people who had so-called converted to Christianity.
那么是在这个背景下面是以前这些犹太人，然后转成基督徒。
And what they were doing is they often would follow Paul around to the different ministries that he had started.
他们经常呢，这些人会跟着保罗到各个地方，跟着保罗的那些事工，他们也开始他们的一些事。
And they believed in Jesus.
他们相信耶稣。
But as growing up Jewish, what they did is they said, okay, you need to believe in Jesus, but also to be a Christian, you need to convert to Judaism and follow the Old Testament law.
因为他是说，因为有那个从犹太这个教生活的背景，他们说你不仅要接受耶稣，而且你们也要接受这些犹太教的所有这些传统和习俗。
And specifically, we see here in Philippians and in Galatians that one thing that they were always pushing is that they had to do, to convert to Judaism, you had to do the physical act of circumcision.
对，在腓立比书和加拉太书有他们反复提到，如果是说要转变成那个犹太教的信徒的话，你就必须要受割礼。
It would be similar as if today somebody were to say, you need to be baptized in order to be saved, or you need to faithfully attend church in order to be saved.
就是说一个相似的话题的今天的话就是你必须要受洗你必须要受洗才能够成为基督徒
But we know that if we change the gospel at all then we no longer have the gospel
我们知道我们如果改变福音的信息我们就不再有这个福音了
And so these were people that Paul has dealt with a lot
这些人呢是保罗经常和他们打交道的人
He says that it's so important that we get the gospel right
所以保罗提醒大家，这里边很重要，我们要把这信息，把这个福音的信息讲清楚。
Because if we don't get the gospel right, there's two things that happen.
因为如果我们不把福音的信息讲明白，那么就会发生两件事。
One, sinners are not saved because they're not believing in the right gospel.
那么第一呢，可能是罪人没有得救，因为他们没有相信这个真正的福音。
And number two, God is not glorified.
那第二呢，就是神的名没有被荣耀。
All right, so here we go. Verse 2, Paul says, look out for the dogs.
所以这里边在第二节保罗讲到防备这些犬类。
He says, look out for the evildoers. Look out for those who mutilate the flesh.
然后要防备这些作恶的，防备那些枉自行割的。
So he gives a pretty harsh warning. He says, to look out for these people.
他这里边保罗用到非常严厉的词语，说是要防备。
But he doesn't really use nice language here. He goes right in.
他没有说转弯抹角的用一些非常委婉的话语，他而是直接的切入。
He calls them dogs.
他把他们叫成那种犬类。
Now I know if somebody called you a dog today, it wouldn't be. We would obviously know it's not a compliment.
所以我们知道今天如果你说某一个人是像狗一样的，是一个非常难听的话语。
But at this time, I believe it would have an even deeper.Insult to it.
那么在这里边的讲到这个犬类，讲到这个狗，那么它的那种对人的那种侮辱，其实是很深的。
We think of history at this part of the world, this time that dogs weren't like this cuddly, cute pet that we have in our house.
我们想想当时的历史环境，当时的狗呢，不是像我们今天的这些宠物的狗。
And so it wasn't this domesticated animal that that we paid to have in our house and feed and take care of.
不是说像我们今天这些已经被驯化好的家里的宠物，带到家里边照顾它，然后养它。
A dog. This would have been a wild animal that would have go in and would be destroying property and hurting people and really just making destruction and a nuisance.
这里面讲到的狗，当年就是指那种外面那种野狗，他们会进到你的财产的地方，然后进行破坏，然后会伤人。
And what makes it worse for Paul to call them dogs is these Judaizers actually were in the habit of calling the Gentiles, the non-Jewish people, dogs.
所以这个时候，另外一个背景是这些犹太教的人，他们会把那些非犹太教的人把他们叫成狗。
So Paul takes their insult and throws it right back at them.
保罗拿到他们侮辱那些没有不是犹太教的人，把这同样的侮辱放到他们的身上。
Says, look out for the dogs. Look out for those that are trying to come in and destroy you and to bite and devour.
在这里边，保罗提到你要防备那些犬类，防止那些作恶的，他们会来咬、会撕、会破坏。
Says, look out for the evildoers. Their works are evil.
所以要防备那些作恶的人，因为他们做的事情是非常的非常的邪恶。
This false gospel they're teaching is evil.
这他们讲的这种假的福音是非常的邪恶的一件事。
Says, look out for those who mutilate the flesh.
所以这里还提到你要防备那些枉自行割的。
We see here with mutilate the flesh is he's talking about with the circumcision that they said that you had to do to convert to Judaism to become a Christian.
所以这里边的一些犹太教的人说，你必须要受割礼，然后你才能够转化成犹太教。
With the work of Christ, he said that physical act is no longer needed for salvation.
所以在我们真正的接受耶稣基督这种在身体上的肉体上的那种割礼已经不再是必要的了。
So this is not applicable.
所以这对我们来说已经不再适合。
So he calls them mutilators. They just want to mutilate you to get you to do this act to trust in something other than Christ for your salvation.
所以保罗提醒到这里边行的自行枉自行割这些人行割礼的人是要引导这些人不是信这个神的真道的福音，而是说是接受一些其他的，比如像割礼作为一个仪式。
These were people who were trusting in their own works and in their own ability, their own goodness, to be righteous before God.
这些人是相信他们自己的工作，相信他们自己的自义，然后而不是说相信神。
So Paul tells them to watch out for them, and then he goes on in verse 3 to tell them what some examples of what a Christian is.
所以保罗提醒他们要防备这些人。那么在第三节，保罗会给我们一些例子，说是什么是真正的信仰。
Are some evidence of what a genuine Christian looks like.
也是告诉我们一些真正的有哪些的证据是看到一个真正的基督徒是怎样行的。
Let's look at verse 3.
我们看第三节。
For we are the circumcision who worship by the Spirit of God and glory in Christ Jesus and put no confidence in the flesh.
因为真受割礼的乃是我们这以神的灵敬拜，在基督耶稣里夸口，不靠肉体的。
So he gives three evidence.
所以这里边给了三个证据。
Three evidence of a genuine Christian here.
所以给了三个真正的一个基督徒的一个证据。
It says one is those who worship by the Spirit of God.
第一呢，就是以神的灵敬拜。
Or we could say those who worship or serve by the Spirit of God.
也是说我们以神的灵去敬拜和服事。
As a Christian, we know that the Bible teaches us that God has given us His Spirit.
我们是基督徒，知道通过圣经知道神把他的灵给我们。
And as He told the woman at the well in John that we worship Him by Spirit and truth.
在约翰福音里记载，在水边的井边的那个妇人说，我们敬拜这个神是通过真理和灵来敬拜。
We said one, they worship by the Spirit of God.
所以他们是以圣灵灵来敬拜。
Which is not what the Judaizers were doing.
而不是说是像犹太教的那些人所行的。
Number two, it says, and they glory in Christ Jesus.
第二是说他们是把就是在荣耀耶稣的名。
Are they boast in Christ Jesus?
或在耶稣为夸口。
They boasted in His goodness. They boasted in His work for their salvation.
以耶稣来夸口，耶稣给我们所有一切的美好来夸口。
Unlike these false teachers, they boasted in themselves.
而不是像这些假教师，他们是以他们自身的行为来夸口。
And we probably all know people who boast a lot.
我们大概很知道，周围很多人可能会很喜欢吹嘘夸口。
And Paul says that evidence for someone who is a genuine Christian, someone who boasts in the Lord.
我们保罗告诉我们，真正的基督徒他是以耶稣基督而夸口。
And as a church, this should be our goal also, not to boast in ourselves or our ability, our talent, but to boast in God.
那么作为一个教会，这应该是我们所学习的，不是说以我们自身的能力、我们才干而夸口，而是以基督耶稣而夸口。
So they boast in Christ, and third, they put no confidence in the flesh.
那么他是耶稣夸口，而不靠自身肉体。
We understand that our salvation comes through Christ.
我们知道我们的救赎是通过耶稣基督而来。
So really, these two relate to each other.
所以这两个是相关的。
But we're not putting our confidence in our ability, or our talent, or our wisdom.
我们不是靠我们的能力、我们自身的才干来增强我们的信心。
Now this is contrary to these false teachers.
那我们这些是和那些假教师所教的刚刚是相反的。
Where they would put their confidence in themselves.
他们是以他们自身来他们信奉他们自己。
And as they went to these Gentile Christians, these non-Jewish Christians,
他们去那种不是犹太人的这些基督徒。
And they'd say, "Okay, you want to accept Christ? Good. Now convert to Judaism."
那他会跟他们讲说，哎，你要接受基督，那这是很好的事情。那么你就转成犹太教吧。
So you good believe in Christ, but also just do all of these laws.
他说是你接受耶稣真是很好，但是你也要同时守这些律法。
I know as I look around, it's the Sunday after Christmas.
那么我们今天看，就是我们这是在圣诞节之后的这个主日。
And many, if not most of us, or all of us, may be Christians this morning.
所以今天很多人是基督徒。
We say, you know, I know the gospel. Why do we have to talk about the gospel this morning?
我们知道这个福音，为什么还要再讲这些福音？
The same with Paul, who's writing, we need to be careful that we have the right gospel.
就像保罗提醒腓立比教会的人一样，我们一定要心里清楚，我们也要讲真的福音的信息。
Just put no confidence in the flesh.
而不是说以我们肉体的能力成为我们信息的基石。
And so Paul in verse 4, he's going to give an example about himself where in the past how he had put confidence in himself.
在第四节保罗给我们一些例子，就是说他以前是怎样靠他自己的肉体来有建立他的信心的。
And Paul understood where these false teachers were coming from.
所以保罗很知道这些假教师他们的背景是怎样的。
Because Paul used to follow the Jewish laws.
因为保罗自己本身就是遵行犹太的那些法律律法。
Until Christ came to him, and he put his faith in Christ.
直到耶稣真的亲临他，他把他的信心放在耶稣上。
And so we see here in verse 4,
我们看第四节,
it says, though I myself have, for though I myself have reason for confidence in the flesh also, if anyone else thinks he has reason for confidence in the flesh, I have more.
第四节保罗讲到，其实我也可以靠肉体，若是别人想他可以靠肉体，我更可以靠着。
We see this as Paul is saying, hey, these people, they like to have confidence in, their, in themselves.
这边保罗讲说，这些人他们要以他们自己来建立他们的信心。
And they like to brag about themselves. He said, if they can brag, I can brag even more.
他说这些人呢，一直为他们自己的自身的能力、肉体的能力来吹嘘夸口。他们能这样做，我更可以这样做。
If they think they have reason to be confident in their flesh, I have more reason.
讲到说，如果他们觉得他们自身他可以有很多的信心可以这样做，那么我更有理由可以这样做。
Then over the next few verses, he proceeds to give us a pretty impressive resume.
所以在下面的几节，他给我们列了一个他非常非常让人觉得很惊奇的他自己的那种背景。
We see a list of seven things.That Paul used to put his confidence in.
我们可以看大概有七个方面，保罗其实是很自以为豪的以前。
The first four really didn't have much to do with him. They were his heritage.
那么第一就是他的出生的那种家族。
But the last three we see were he was diligent and faithful in what he was doing.
然后后面的三项讲到他是非常的敬虔，非常的勤勉，去遵守这个律法。
First, we see that Paul put his confidence in his rituals.
那么第一，我们知道，就是说他通过他的仪式，保罗是严格的遵守。
He says, circumcised on the eighth day.
这第八天受割礼。
Saying that, you know, I never converted to Judaism.
这讲到说我自己本人没有说是转成犹太教。
Paul is saying to these Jewish teachers, these false teachers, that I followed the law from the time that I was born.
他讲到说，我不是被转换成犹太教的，而是我出生的时候就严格遵守犹太教的这些律法。
And I wasn't somebody that just converted later on, but I from the very beginning.
我不是说是后来就是转过去的人，而是我出生就如此。
And we'll just go through these quickly, but he put his confidence in his rituals. Do we put our confidence in our rituals?
所以他把他的信心建立在他的仪式上面。那么看看我们自己，是不是把我们的信心也建立在仪式上面呢？
Are we basing our salvation on anything other than Christ?
我们有没有把我们的信心建在耶稣以外的任何事情上吗？
We see he put his confidence. He used to put his confidence in his nationality.
他也把他自己的国籍作为他的信心的基础。
As we continue in verse 5, he says, of the people of Israel.
他自己在第五节讲到，我是出生在以色列族。
He says, hey, you guys, you teachers, false teachers who want people to convert to Judaism, he said, I was from Israel.
所以这些假教师讲说，你要转变成犹太教。那么他跟他们讲说，我本身就出生在以色列族。
He says, I was from the descendants of Abraham.
我是以色列族，是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
We realize that, hey, this was a false place to put his confidence.
所以保罗讲了，这是一个非常错误的，是把他信心建立在一个非常错误的方面。
He had his confidence in the fact that he was part of God's chosen people.
当时他的信心说你，他信心不是应该建立在他当时是神拣选的这个族类。
He put his confidence in his status.
他在转换之前，他把他的信心建立在他的身份上。
Is of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin.
他讲到他是以色列族，是便雅悯支派的人。
Paul knew what tribe he was from.
保罗很清楚他是在哪一个以色列支派，是哪一个支派的人。
This wasn't any tribe. This was a tribe that he was proud of.
这不是说任何一个支派，而是一个他非常引以为自豪的一个支派。
When the children of Israel went into the promised land and the land was divided, where the holy city of Jerusalem was in the territory of Benjamin.
所以这个在这背景是当以色列他们进入这个美好的保守地的时候，那么以色列这个耶路撒冷就是这个便雅悯支派他们在的地方。
The first king of Israel was from Benjamin.
那么第一个以色列的王也是从便雅悯支派出来的。
When the kingdoms were divided, the tribes of Judah and Benjamin were the ones who stayed loyal to the Davidic reign.
那么在这个当时在以色列这种分开南北的时候，那么这个便雅悯支派他们这个族，他们是一直是忠实的遵循。
So do we put our confidence in our status?
我们是不是也把我们的信心建立在我们的身份上面？
Let's hurry through these. Hurry through these. He put his confidence in his traditions.
他当时曾经把他的信心建立在他的传统上面。
He said a Hebrew of Hebrews.
他是希伯来人所生的希伯来人。
And do we put our confidence in our tradition?
我们是不是类似把我们的信心建立在我们的传统上面？
And the way that we do things.
那么我们怎样去做事情？
The fact that some of us, maybe if you're like me, we grew up in church. My parents just always brought me to church.
所以有些人讲说，我就在教会里边长大，我的父母总是带我来教会。
We put our confidence in these traditions.
我们有没有把我们的信心建在这种传统上面？
He put his confidence in his ability to obey rules.
他把他的信心建立在他能够遵守律法上面。
Also in verse 5, at the end it says, and to the law of Pharisee.
所以他是第五节讲到，就律法说，我是法利赛人。
And the Pharisees, they were like the elite of the religious people.
所以这个法利赛人是真是那些在这些守律法这些非常敬虔的人里边是非常高的级别。
Paul says that he was so...diligent and faithful in obeying the laws that he rose to the rank of a Pharisee.
所以他保罗讲到他非常的热心非常的非常忠心地遵守这些律法他知道他能够达到很高的级别成为法利赛人。
In essence, he's saying, hey, hey, false teachers, I was at the top of those people who obeyed the law.
所以保罗这边讲到说这些你们这些假教师你们还有什么可吹嘘的我当时是在这些律法师里边我是最高的级别我是法利赛人。
But we see in Scripture that it doesn't matter how good we think we are, we can never be good enough to save ourselves.
我们在这个我们在经在圣经里面看到，不管我们有多么好，我们是永远不可能跟我们自己的自义来救自己的。
It doesn't matter how many good things you do, how kind you are, you cannot save yourself.
不管是你做了很多少好事，或者是你这人有多么的非常的好，人非常好，都不可能救你自己。
We had a guy in our house a couple weeks ago from our utility company, and he was just checking things out, and we started talking about church for a moment.
所以几天前，就前一段时间，来我们家有一个在这个电力公司就有一个人来我们家讲起他的教会。
And I asked him if he went to church anywhere.
我问他你去在哪里去教会吗
？And he said, "No, I not as much as I should, but I was a Boy Scout." And he gave like all the years that he was a Boy Scout.
他说我没有经常去虽然我应该常去但是呢我一直是童子军的一员。
And sarcastic in my mind, I was thinking like, yeah, that's the same thing.
所以在我脑子里边我在想非常的那种真是非常具有讽刺意味这就是讲得很清楚他在以他自己来自夸。
In essence, what he was saying is, no, I did a lot of good things though.
其实他的主要的意思是说我做了很多好事。
I was a disciplined, obedient person growing up.
我是非常的遵守律法，而且是非常的一个好的人。
We see Paul says this is a faulty place to put our trust.
所以保罗这里边告诉我们说，我们这是一个我们把信心建在这上就是大错特错了。
See that Paul put his confidence in his zeal.
保罗呢也曾经把他的信心放在他的热心上面。
Look in verse 6.
我们看第六节。
As to zeal, a persecutor of the church.
就听说我是逼迫教会的。
He was so zealous to follow God and to obey all these rules, all the laws, that he even persecuted those who he thought were opposed to it.
所以他当时非常的热心的去遵守律法，去遵循这个教规里面所有的一切，直到一个地步，他去逼迫那些他认为和他像信仰不一样的人。
Doesn't matter how zealous we are or how much we want to serve at church. That's a faulty place to put our confidence.
不管我们有多热心，不管我们对教会事工有多么的忠心和热诚，这都不是我们应该把信心放在上面的。
We see that Paul said that he put his confidence in his self-righteousness.
那么他保罗也讲到，他曾经把他的信心放在他的自义上面。
Look at the end of verse 6.
我们看在第六节的后半部。
He says, as to righteousness under the law, what does he say?
所以在律法上的义而讲，保罗这里面说什么呢？
He says, blameless.
我是无可指责的。
And Paul says, I was a pretty good guy.
这里边讲保罗说，我自己真是一个很了不起的人。
Paul says that if I were going to declare myself righteous, he said, I would do it.
所以保罗讲说，如果我称为我自己真是非常的公义，我真是毫无指责。
Because I followed all the laws, and there was a lot of them.
所以你可以看到，我已经遵循了所有的律法，那么多的律法，我全都遵循了。
I believe there were 613 in the Old Testament, plus the Pharisees added quite a few more.
所以在旧约里面有记载，大概有613条律法，再加上以上那些法利赛人，还有加了更多的那种规条。
But Paul is saying, if anyone could have confidence in their flesh, it's me.
所以保罗讲到，如果任何一个人可以肉体自夸，那么这个人就非我莫属了。
We almost get this impression here, like Paul's kind of bragging.
所以我们这里边感觉上，这保罗是在那个夸口。
But he's not.
他这里边不是的。
Showing that all of these years, and we're going to see that actually he really points out that he wasted all of these years.
所以在保罗的书信里面讲到，这些年他这样做，他觉得他已经真是浪费掉了这些生命。
Putting his confidence in his abilities and not in Christ.
把他的信心建立在他自己的能力上面，而不是建立在耶稣基督上。
In his goodness and not the work of Christ.
所以因他自把他的信心建立他自己的所谓认为自己非常的好的方面，而不是建立在对耶稣基督的信心上面。
Every one of us are sinners.
所以我们每个人都是罪人。
Every one of us.The Bible says, is not righteous. No, there's none righteous.
所以我们每一个人，圣经告诉我们，没有一个公义的人。
In our sins, we stand before God condemned.
所以我们真是以我们自己能够站在神的面前的话，我们是一定被定罪的。
It's only through Christ that we can be made righteous before God.
我们只有通过耶稣基督，我们才能够在神的面前被称为义。
That we can stand before Him right.
我们能够在神的面前站起来。
Paul's pointing out that his self-righteousness was standing in the way of being made righteous by Christ.
所以保罗就是提醒到他自己的那种所谓的自以为义，成为了他能够接受神的信心为义，成为他这一个阻拦。
And humanly speaking, if you understand the Jewish culture, Paul was a pretty big success.
我们从人的角度来讲，你看到那种耶稣，这看到那种犹太教的那种习俗，保罗其实是一个非常成功的人。
Let's put Paul in our context.
如果把保罗放在我们现在的生活中
，Paul is that guy that we look up to.
我们可以看到保罗就是我们一直仰望的那个人。
Paul's that guy that's above us that we want to take his job.
所以我们知道保罗就是像那个人，就是哎呀，他的工作这么好，我们真希望得到他的工作这样一个人。
Paul has succeeded.
保罗已经很成功。
Now it didn't just happen. Paul worked hard.
这不是说是就是简简单单发生，而是保罗一直在努力的去做。
Let's look at what Paul says of his success.
我们这里再看一下保罗对他自己的成功是怎样评价的。
And what it meant after he met Jesus.
那么这些成功在他遇到神之后是对他是什么意思呢？
After he stopped trusting in his own goodness, his own righteousness, and trusted in Christ's righteousness.
在他停止能够相信他自己的能力，而是把信心建在耶稣基督上之后。
Look at verse 7 with me, please.
我们一起看第七节。
It says, "But whatever gain I had, I counted as loss for the sake of Christ."
只是我以先前以为与我有益的，我现在因基督都当作有损的。
Said all of these things that I thought I needed.
所以我以前认为我所需要的这一切
that I worked so hard to gain,
我这样努力的去实现去达到
I counted as a loss for the sake of Christ.
那么现在我看的因耶稣的缘故都是当作有损的
goes in verse 8
我们看第八节
says, Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For his sake I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish in order that I may gain Christ.
不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我以认识我主基督耶稣为至宝，我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督。
Not only did he consider them loss,
他不仅是把他以前的成功当成是有损的。
But we see here in this passage that Paul actually says that he suffered the loss of all these things.
所以我们可以说看到保罗是认为所有这些事情都是有损的，万事是有损的。
And he says that when he compares all of these things that he had, all of these things that we are always trying to achieve, is when I compare this to knowing Christ, he says they're rubbish.
所以他在想说，所有这些我们一直在努力要得到的这一切，啊，和认识主耶稣基督相比，那么这些都是像粪土一样。
There's a few ways you could translate that word rubbish.
我们大概看这个粪土这个词，它 rubbish 这个词有几个翻译的方法。
There's rubbish, trash, garbage. In another version, it says dung.
So, 这个在这原词里边可以翻译成垃圾啊，不要的东西，粪土，有几种的翻译方法。
You see, that's something that it's not something that we desire.
就是说，这些所有这些都不是我们想要的。
It says when I look over my life at all of these things that I try to achieve.
所以保罗讲到说，我纵观我的一生，所有这些我也要一直努力想得到这一切。
And I put my confidence in for my eternal security.
我曾经把我的信心建造在这些上面，这些成功上面。
I put my confidence in for my satisfaction, for my future fulfillment.
我曾经把这一些作为我自己为了满足我心里的需要和将来的事业的成功作为基础。
Compared to knowing Christ, compared to having a relationship with Christ, all of this is trash.
所以所有这一切和认识主耶稣基督相比，这一切都是一文不值。
As we look at Paul, it could just be a really nice saying.
所以这里边我们看到保罗讲，他不是说是仅仅的说说而已。
But Paul actually lived this out.
保罗是真是活出了这样的生命。
We see that for Paul, unlike maybe some of us, Paul to follow Christ had to give up all of these things.
我们看保罗为了跟随耶稣基督，他必须要放弃所有这一切。
Not only did I consider them lost, but I actually lost them all.
他不是说认为这些是有损的，而是说他失去了所有这一切。
And I'm glad.
然后是他说觉得我非常的高兴。
He said, "What I've gained is so much better." What I've gained is Christ's righteousness. What I've gained is a relationship with God. What I've gained is an eternity with Christ. What I've gained is even on this earth being conformed to His image, to become like Him.
我在得到的一切是在这个世界上来说，我能够更像耶稣基督的形象。
We kind of ask our questions again. What are we placing our confidence in for our salvation?
所以这里面也问我们同样的问题：我们把我们自己的救赎，我们把这个救赎的信心放在什么上呢
？And what is it that we are living for?
我们为了什么而活呢
？Verse 9 says.
第九节。
And be found in Him, not having the righteousness.Of my own, that comes from the law, but that which comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness from God that depends on faith. Verse 10, that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection, and may share His sufferings, becoming like Him in His death, that by any means possible I may attain the resurrection from the dead.
并且得以在他里面，不是有因自己因律法而得的义，乃是有信基督的义，就是信因信神而来的义。使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死，或者我也得以从死里复活。
You see, how can we know Christ?
那么我们来看一下，我们怎么能够认识基督呢
？Verse 9 says, "And be found in Him, not having a righteousness of my own." He's saying, "I'm not putting my confidence in myself that comes from the law, but that which comes through faith in Christ." The righteousness from God that depends on faith.
并这在第九节讲到，我们得以在他里面，不是由自己因律法而得的义，乃是由信基督的义，就是因信神而来的义。
This is the word justification.
那么这里边就是说，我们怎么样去去证明我们
？It is just as if I had never sinned.
那么这是
That I have Christ's righteousness by a We can know Christ when we accept Him as our only means of salvation.
主，我们的义是来自相信耶稣基督，是相信耶稣基督给我们的救赎。
We realize that it's nothing that I can do.
而这是不是我们自己什么也做不了。
In Ephesians 2:8 and 9, it says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing; it is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast."
在以弗所书讲到，就说我们你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的。
I want to plead with you this morning, if you're here today, and you do not know Christ as your Savior.
我今天想向大家呼吁，如果你今天还没有有神作为你的救赎主，
Would you make today that day?
我想向你请求和呼吁，你今天就把你救作为你救赎的这一天。
You may say, but I've been coming to church for a long time.
你可能会讲，我来教会很长时间了。
And everyone even thinks I'm a Christian.
大家可能都认为我是已经是一个基督徒了。
As Paul says, don't worry about that.
这边保罗讲到说，你不要去担心这些事情。
You're not putting your faith in others. You're putting your faith in Christ.
你不要把你的信心建立在别的事情上面，而是把信心建立在神的上面。
So how do we know Christ? We trust in Christ alone for our righteousness, our salvation.
我们信神，信唯一的神能够成为我们救赎的根基。
How can we know Christ? We need to grow in Him and become more like Him each day. Look at verse 10.
我们要认识神，然后每一天能够更像神的样式。让我们一起看第十节。
It says that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection, and may share His sufferings, becoming like Him in His death.
使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死。
Paul says, "I want to know Him."
保罗讲到说，我要认识神。
And His power.
认识神的能力。
He even goes as far as says to he wants to fellowship with Christ, to grow in Christ, even to the point of suffering.
他说要和神有这个建立这个交通的关系。甚至到一个地步，他可以和他一起受苦。
We see in Paul's life that he suffered a lot when he became a Christian.
我们看保罗的一生，当他成为基督徒以后，他受了很多的苦。
It's important for us to remember that as Paul is writing the letter to the Philippians, that he is actually a prisoner in Rome.
所以我们大家要想一下，当时他写这腓立比书信的时候，他是在罗马的监狱里边。
He says, "This is worth it, so I can know Christ."
所以他自己认为这一切都是值得的，所以我可以认识基督。
He understood the value of living for Christ.
他非常明白认识基督的这个价值。
That's why in chapter 1, verse 21, he's able to say, "For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain."
所以在第一章他讲到，我要是耶稣而活，就是与耶稣同死。
He was saying that, you know, the worst thing that my captors, or the worst thing my captors could do is to kill me.
所以他在想说，这些抓我的人，他们能够做的最糟糕的事情就是把我杀掉。
He said, because I live for Christ, though, that's actually the best thing they could do for me.
所以，那么因为我是为耶稣而活，那么这也是说他们真的对我来说是做的最好的一件事情。
As Christians, we need to continue to know Christ. We need to continue to grow in Christ.
作为基督徒，我们要一直在耶稣基督里边更加的了解他，能够在耶稣里边成长。
What are you living for?
那么你是为了什么而活呢？
Are you growing in Christ?
你在耶稣里边有长进吗？
Are you growing in your knowledge, not just to know about Christ, but to know Christ?
你不是说是仅仅讲对耶稣的知识，而是说真正的认识耶稣。
You have a relationship with Christ, yes, as in salvation, but also continuing that relationship.
和耶稣基督有这个交通的关系，是的，不仅仅是救赎，而是说一直在耶稣里边的认识他成长。
I guess one way to help us, even myself, to really view this is when it comes to a goal that we want, something we're trying to achieve, and getting to know Christ, where are we spending our time?
所以对我来讲，说看我自己是怎样的去能够认识神，能够在耶稣里面成长，一点就是要看到我的时间花在哪里。
Paul says, "All of these things that I attained, I consider loss. I consider trash compared to knowing Christ."
保罗讲到我所有的以前 所达到成就的这一切成功，那么和认识主耶稣基督相比都是一文不值的。
We also see where Paul was viewing, where Paul was looking to, and he was looking to his future, his eternity with Christ.
这里边我们看到保罗是看的是他的将来，看到他在耶稣里边的永生。
He was living for more than just the mere satisfaction from day to day here on earth.
他不是为了每一天的那种满足而活。
Verse 11 says, that by any means possible, I may attain the resurrection from the dead.
那么第十一节讲到，或者我也得以从死里复活。
One day I'm going to spend forever with Christ.
他讲到说，有一天我会和耶稣永远在一起。
So to ask those questions from the beginning, what are you placing your confidence in for your salvation?
所以我们回到我们在开始时讲到的问题，那么你的信心是在建立在什么上面呢？
If it's in anything or anyone other than Christ, then you're placing your confidence in the wrong thing.
如果你的信心是建立在任何不是任何的事情上面，而不是耶稣基督，那么你可能就会失掉了真正的根基。
Those of us who have already accepted Christ, what are you living for? Who or what are you living for?
对我们这些已经接受耶稣基督的基督徒而讲，那么你为什么而活呢？
Is it to know Christ?
是只是认识耶稣基督吗？
Is it to become more like him?
是更像他吗？
Or is it in our own self-achievement?
还是在我们个人的成就上面？
In our own happiness?
我们个人的喜好快乐上面？
Because I don't want you to go through life and find out it was all in vain.
我不想让你们真是走过这一生，发现所有这一切都是徒劳。
Paul's going to save us the trouble. He says, hey, it's nothing.
所以保罗这里边他直接提醒我们，所有这一切和认识耶稣基督相比真是一文不值。
He said, knowing Christ is everything.
他告诉我们认识耶稣基督是至宝。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father, thank you so much for how good you are to us.
亲爱的天父，感谢你和我们同在。
God, thank you for your word this morning.
感谢你赐我们这个话语。
God, thank you for humbling us with your love.
感谢你真是用你的爱让我们谦卑下来。
God, we are in need of you.
我们需要你。
Lord, and we praise you that you don't need us, God, but you want us.
感谢主，主啊，我们祷告，我们知道你并不需要我们。
God, we thank you for that.
你是爱我们。
And Lord, we ask that you would work in each heart this morning.
主啊，我们祷告你在我们每个人心里边动工。
God, we ask that none of us would leave the same way that we came.
我是祷告我们每一个人正走的时候都能够和我们来的时候不一样。
Lord, your word is powerful, and we ask that you would work in our hearts this morning.
你的话语充满能力，我们祷告求你的话在我们心里边做工。
We ask this in Jesus' name, Amen.
我们以耶稣的名祷告 ，Amen.
Thank you.